Georgia, tell me about what you've been studying about ancient dragon myths and China's folklore and Native American Thunderbirds. I remember you talking about that when you were with me when you were taping the History Channel's Ancient Aliens. Let's get into that.
Yeah, no, I mean, this is all quite fascinating because if you look at the ancient myths of China, but also the Native American stories, the Chinese folklore or traditions, they refer to these dragons, and Native American traditions refer to the Thunderbirds. And, you know, coming from the ancient Asnah perspective, I've always asked myself, you know, did the ancient Chinese, did the Native Americans really truly mean that biological entities such as dragons or Thunderbirds existed in real life? And I've pretty much come to the conclusion that, once again, that is not necessarily the case, but that what we have here is another example of misunderstood technology. Now, mind you, I'm not the first to have come to this conclusion. In 1928, the American writer by the name of Berthold Laufer wrote a book by the name of with the title "The Prehistory of Aviation," and in it there were a whole bunch of bizarre wood carvings that he saw or that he was able to look at when he visited China back in the day. And what surprised the author, and he was, by the way, he was also an anthropologist, so he was not just some tourist of or something like this. I mean, he was a scientist. He was surprised that in all of these wood carvings that he saw in China, that there were all these very bizarre carvings of flying chariots that mm-hmm. were drawn by dragons. And along with the texts that, you know, go along with these carvings, you know, these dragons were always described to arrive with a lot of noise and thunder and smoke, and the earth was trembling. And then the moment those dragons, quote unquote, landed on the ground with their iron feet, out of their mouth or sometimes out of their belly, the first Chinese emperors came out. So, and they were always known as the divine rulers from the sky, the divine sky rulers, or the teachers from heaven. So if you look at the same story in Native American myths, you have these references of the Thunderbirds.
What we think are the big birds, right?
Exactly, exactly. And mind you, while, you know, I will not, you know, go ahead and knock cryptozoology, I mean, we don't know if any of those big birds truly exist.
Right. Or maybe they're pterosaurs. Who knows?
Exactly. However, if I have stories in Native American myths where these Thunderbirds are described to come out of the deep, dark void, which in my opinion is another description for deep space, or sometimes referred to as the deep coldness or the deep emptiness or something like this. And then these Thunderbirds descended in this big, you know, amount of noise and smoke and the earth trembling again. And then out of their beak, they lowered their beak, and out of those beaks came what's called the Kachinas, the heavenly teachers.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we all have seen Kachinas. If you go to any type of, you know, Native American souvenir shop, there are these wonderfully carved figures, many of which have an animal character to them. But some of them, if you look closely, they're wearing helmets, they have wings, they have these visors, very bizarre, you know, renditions of
extremely
these beings. And if you ask the Native Americans, they will tell you that the Kachinas were, in fact, star people, and that those star people manifested themselves and then taught mankind in various disciplines. Now, when I hear the word manifested, then personally, I don't believe that those people came out of nowhere or those Kachinas came out of the spiritual realm. But let's say they arrived in those quote-unquote thunderbirds. People were unable to see them right away, but they then manifested themselves the moment that Thunderbird opened its beak and they were able to walk out of it. Now, the Thunderbird, in the ancient astral opinion, was some type of a vehicle with which they were able to travel from, you know, from one place to the other. And so we have all these different references where, you know, these Thunderbirds are also sometimes referred to as being made of metal. And so were those dragons. And by the way, the Chinese traditions and the Native American traditions are not the only ones that speak of dragons or some type of flying birds. Even in ancient Greece, which obviously, you know, is a much younger culture than China. However, around the island of Crete, there was a monster that was gleaming off with a bronze impenetrable skin. And anyone who has read the Argonautica with Jason and the Argonauts.
Sure, yeah.
I mean, that thing, that quote-unquote monster, was protecting the island of Crete. And the only way to conquer the monster is if you went down to its heel and you sort of unplugged this this screw or this mallet made of bronze or gold. And the moment that screw was removed, this oozing black liquid, thick liquid, removed the blood of the monster. And only then were you able to conquer the monster, because due to the lack of this liquid, all of its joints started to, you know, lock up. Now, can you say oil? Or can you say some type of a hydraulic system?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because obviously our ancestors, once again, and I cannot repeat myself with this enough, but our ancestors were highly intelligent, but their technological frame of reference was different than what we have today. So they had to describe it with the words and with the vocabulary that were at their disposal. So obviously, some type of a machine got turned into a monster, something out of this world.
Oh, if they had seen a submarine emerge,
exactly.
What do you think they would have said?
They would have said Jonah and the whale.
Yeah, yeah.
Because Jonah was most certainly not swallowed by a whale.
That's a good point.
You know, because
These events happened, yes. But not the way they said.
Right. I mean, there's always, and this is why we live in such magnificent times right now, because we can look at these ancient texts from a modern perspective and recognize that stuff that we have today existed in one form or the other a long time ago.